Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Well, good afternoon. Let me turn that up a little bit. I can't hear myself think. Good afternoon. This is Lock and Load. And joining me today, as we do, is writer and podcaster, Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. How have you been?
Oh, just in the constant juggle of all the fun things. I'm sure you do the same thing. Plus, you have scuba diving. Yeah. I don't even have scuba diving involved in my set of stuff. So.
Hey, I'm taking a class next weekend. We'll have to talk about that later and juggle our schedules. So I've been doing a lot of dry fire practice to make sure I know where the front sights are when I present. And that really helps. This is about 10 days into a two-week crash review for me. Because if I'm going to go take a class, I don't want to be, I want to have the basics put away so that I can listen to the details, you know, get, not be struggling to shoot, but be able to, absorb all they're trying to teach me.
Right. Is this the first time you've trained since we went to, Steve's class?
I think I took a medical class. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it's, you know, we've had a few things in the way, so, anyway.
Yeah. Do you remember, and maybe I've forgotten a date, Rahm Emanuel said, you never let a serious crisis go to waste, and by that I mean it's an opportunity to do things you couldn't do before.
Yeah.
And we're hearing, anytime some nut grabs a gun... It's almost become, it's Tuesday evening and we should pass more gun control.
Yep.
It's getting a little silly. But I think the reason you and I have that attitude is we handle the material all the time. If you're just skimming headlines, oh, somebody tried to rob the liquor store. Yeah, we should pass more gun control. Oh, there was a crazy man who attacked a bank. Right, gun control. So, Rahm wasn't wrong. I mean, I think he's profoundly wrong, but I think that tactic works. And so I wanted to pick apart the bad ideas that people have put forward after the attack in Allen, Texas, outside that shopping mall.
Well,
you've seen the proposals, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've seen the proposals, but I mean, I always, whenever they're proposing gun control, I think back when my teacher used to have the overhead projector, and she would have the overlays with the lesson that she was going to teach, and there was one main overlay that was always the same, right? For the class. And I look at what they trot out every time there's a shooting event where they don't know any details at all.
Gotcha.
And they roll in here and they're rolling in with the same thing each and every time. When if they were really truly, if it was only about gun violence per se, they would be setting up shop in inner city Chicago. And these sensationalized things that they get out there and look at, like this particular incident we know about with this guy. We know he had a mental health issues for 15 years.
Right.
And, you know, there's and all the conspiracy theory nonsense. Like, I've heard he has an MS-13 tattoo, and I've heard he was a white supremacist, except he's Hispanic, and all these other nonsense. That's all nonsense. It has actually nothing to do with the underlying cause of whatever caused him to do this. And it is, in a lot of cases, each and every case is uniquely personal for the shooter.
Right.
So, without going looking at those underlying causes, then they're basically saying, "Well, there's you know, there's some moral high ground to being killed with a brick." Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was taking a different tact on it.
Okay.
Because they said, "Oh, he used a contemporary rifle. I don't even know which flavor." So we should ban those rifles. Okay, that's less specious than other things you could have said. It's wrong because we defend ourselves with a rifle like that about 46,000 times a year. And I'm going, okay, how many of those 46,000 defenders should we disarm in the hope of saving 8 lives? Just do the math for me. I'd like to hear it, because the idea of we forget and the media will be the last to tell us, thank God for Lock and Load, how many people we save every year, even if they're using ARs and AKs to save themselves. 46,000, all the people in a very large football stadium. How many of those are you going to sacrifice?
Well, I mean, their primary refrain is if it saves one life, right? That's what they always come in and say. Well, if it only saves one life.
But you want to sacrifice 46,000 to save one? That's a bad bargain. That's called mass murder. Yeah. Don't do it. Now, the advantage to the anti-gun activists, those 46,000 will be spread all across the country. One or two at a time. Maybe they're claiming, well, then the criminal would only kill 7 as opposed to 8. I haven't seen that evidence. And in fact, most mass murderers use a handgun. So it just seems like, yeah, right out of Rahm Emanuel's playbook. Hit them while they're upset.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Sir. Wow. The other one was, we're told we need mandatory waiting periods. Except this guy bought his gun years ago, and I'm going, well, that was pretty obvious. You had that one rubber stamped. Let's see, which press release should we release? 2 waiting periods, 1 of assault. So just right out of ROM. Yep.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. While they're out there, you know, they do not worry about knives. We never hear about people getting knifed, right? We don't hear about people getting beat to death. And we don't hear about what, and I can't remember what, is it 92% or 82% of all violent crime occurs with no guns?
I think more like 84, but yes.
Okay.
5 out of 6.
Yeah. So with that percentage and everything else, you know, when you get out there and if you're going to ask the reason something's happening or something like that, then my first question is, why are you wanting to ban something that is used so little? You know, if you look around at things that kill more people than rifles, you'd be surprised what kills more people than rifles. Falling out of trees kill more people than rifles.
Really?
Yes.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Good on you. So. See, this is why it's fun to have a conversation with a professional who handles this material every day.
Right. Tell everybody how to find you right quick. Yeah. Okay, tell everybody how to find you.
Okay. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast and co-host on the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. My writing is picked up at OpsLens.
We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. As we do, this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back, we are speaking with Rob Morse, podcaster and writer, and we've been chewing over the proverbial fat as we try to figure out what makes a anti-gunner run. That's always a tall drink of water. Trying to figure that out.
You just gave me such joy. You brought to mind Groundhog Day, and Bill Murray. This kid falls out of a tree, and Bill catches him. And he goes, and the kid never even says thank you day after day. And what I learned something. More people fall out of trees and are injured and killed than are killed with assault weapons. I'm going, wow, are we going to outlaw trees?
Indeed.
So now here's something, and I want your take on this. You, in fact, you have taken much more hand-to-hand classes than I have. I mean, you go there a couple times a week. I go there once a year.
Right.
So you have capabilities up close and personal that I don't have. And they talk about, oh, we need to limit magazine capacity so that an attacker wouldn't have a huge advantage. And I'm going, it's not that he has a huge advantage over someone who's only carrying a revolver. He has a huge advantage over someone who's disarmed.
Right.
So to me, if you want, you're worried about magazine capacity, I'm worried about gun-free zones. Because that's where they go. They don't go, oh, I'm going to go to a revolver conference because then my semi-auto will let me get shot in the back. No, that thinking doesn't stand a moment's attention. And thank goodness for Lock and Load and Genesis Communications, because we get to say, if Grandma hires an old detective special and the bad guy breaks into her house, it's the fact that she can shoot back that stops him. Wow.
Well, I mean, you know, they've interviewed these. We know this. They've gone to the jails and said, hey, what are you guys worried about the most? It's not cops. It's armed people. And
right.
There are more criminals than there are rampage killers. Now, the rampage killer is going to be looking for where he can get. They're like water. They're seeking the easiest way from point A to point B.
Right.
And them getting out there and finding something that where they think it's a gun-free zone, right? Like,
yes.
This shopping mall in Allen, Texas, it was owned by Simon, as was the one in Indiana where Eli Dickens was walking around, and they have, they have permitless carry, and they have concealed carry, and they have permitted carry, and they have all these other things, and he was within, that's a store, that is a shop policy, except the mall here where I live is run by Simon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Except in South Carolina, it states that if you're going to be a gun-free zone, you have to have the signs in the right place, and it has to be on every entrance into the facility. Well, from the get-go, even though they put up the gun-free zone signs at the main entrances to the mall, the anchor stores never put them up. Viola. Now you don't have force of law. Without force of law, it's just a sign. Right? So
now,
you can escort me
out. Why do you think they put them up?
Virtue signal. I think that, and lack of education and ignorance, I think they think that that's going to stop something.
I wonder if a risk manager, five states away goes, if we put this up, then we have plausible deniability for a liability claim when two gangs go at it in the mall and shoot a third party. Well, we had a sign that said no weapons allowed.
Yeah.
But again, that's letting criminals dictate what should be legal for honest people, and I just think that's a bad plan.
Yes.
What we forget, and I want to, in fact, double check me though, because you're as good, if not better, at this than I am. Do you remember back at the Pulse nightclub? The murderer, I think, shot his way because he's carrying a gunny sack and they weren't going to let him bring that in, a duffel bag.
Right.
He shot his way past two off-duty cops that were, checking bags when people entered the bar.
Right.
And once he was inside, it was a secure location with only one way in or out.
Indeed.
Yeah. And it took years before what happened there? It took hours before they took one of those armored police, it looks like a bank truck,
right.
An armored car.
Right.
And they broke through the walls to let people out. So this notion of we can guard the outside and keep people safe, I'm just not feeling it.
Well, if you're going to have guards like with the DC Naval Guard, Naval Yard shooting. Remember, they had an armed guard there, and that was the first guy, Alexis Arguello, whatever his name was. That's the first person he shot when he was going in, was the armed guy checking IDs or whatever going in.
Right.
He shot and killed him, and that's where he got his pistol from, because he didn't have a pistol to begin with. He just had that disassembled shotgun that he managed to get with a background check. So having an armed presence there, okay, that's great, but you're going to have an overwhelming armed presence there. You just can't get out there and have one guy there and say, okay, we've got an armed presence here. Nobody can carry a gun.
Because he turns into the shoot me first.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
That's very much like the school safety officer. The uniform is a deterrent right up until it's not. So you want both. Yeah. That's interesting. Somebody asked me if I thought that letting people carry in a shopping mall would stop every mass murder. And I said, no, but it will plant the seed of doubt in every mass murder. And so far we're batting over 50%. I'm sorry, batting averages. We're batting over 500. So that's a lot of seed of doubt. They go somewhere else. They go somewhere else.
Indeed.
But isn't that interesting that gun control advocates think and feel the same way that mass murderers do? Both want to go about their business and feel safe.
Yeah.
And both feel safer when their neighbors are disarmed.
Yeah.
Very different purposes, but it plays out the same.
I would say that the gun controller has the same purpose, because they believe, and a lot of them believe, that if you're not willing to give up your weapons, that you should be under force of arms. You should be disarmed.
So, disarmed. Right.
And I think a lot of them, now the ones that are out there that think, well, aren't these the ones that just read the news, right?
Right.
Reading the news is a very bad thing, because if you're sitting out there right now, they're saying the number one killer of children is guns, right? That's not true. If you take out the 18 and 19 year olds, the figures go way down. They're saying that there's more people dying from guns than there are auto accidents, except auto accidents. There's 46 in 2021. There was 46,000 of those, nearly 47,000 of those, and they were all accidents.
Oh,
for the most part, we'll continue on with this, talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. Still no closer as the debt limit deadline approaches. That's the word from House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. He said he believes a deal must be reached by this weekend to raise the debt ceiling in order for there to be enough time for it to pass through Congress before June. President Biden took to Twitter this morning to send a message to police officers for National Police Week, which kicks off today.
Being an officer isn't just what you do. It's who you are. You serve, protect, defend, and represent the best in all of us.
Tens of thousands of law enforcement officers from all around the world come to Washington, D.C. each year to participate in a number of planned events to honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Consumer debt has hit a record in the first quarter of this year. The New York Federal Reserve says consumer debt is now more than $17 trillion. Total borrowing across all categories rose nearly $150 billion during the first quarter. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morrison, we're talking about the dynamics and the thought processes and similarities and everything else, and the lack of education among some people that get out there and they believe these things. And you know, the bad part, Rob, is that they do believe it. Like, we just saw this in Chicago where they have they're out there going, crime is too bad, so they've elected a guy who wants to defund the police.
Yes. You gotta read past the headlines.
Yeah.
Why do people who are uninformed and are afraid of their neighbors? I'm a math guy, so maybe I think of it differently. Or maybe they assume that if they read a headline, if they see a headline five times, that activity is five times more prevalent than something they see over only once. But there's a very remote risk from a mass murderer. But they don't really trust their neighbors every day. And therefore they assume their neighbor is a bigger risk. Therefore, yeah, we should disarm my neighbor, and I'll make every place a gun-free zone, and I'll take my risks with the mass murderer. Where in fact, our neighbors defend themselves millions of times a year, do a great job, better than the police do, because in some sense, self-defense is easier than what the police have to do. And there, I'm sad to say it. It is 100 or in the hundreds of people killed in mass murders, and millions is much bigger than hundreds. But the average guy on the street doesn't know that.
Indeed, and I mean, if you want to put things in perspective, okay, using 2020 data from FBI.
Yeah.
455 homicides were committed with rifles of any kind.
Wow.
Okay. Now,
yeah.
If you get out into If you start looking at numbers, if it's going to be about numbers, then we need to close the border. Because 102,000 people died due to overdoses of fentanyl. And we know most
102,000?
Yeah. We also know that people fell and died 44,000 times in 2021.
Wow.
So that should be heavily regulated. You should not be allowed to stand up on anything that might kill you, which, you know, a lot of people fall just standing on the ground and bust their head. So we should have to wear headgear, and we should be covered in bouncing stuff that bounces us off of the ground and everything else. That's 13.5 per 100,000.
Okay.
Which... With rifles in the 400s, that's a statistical blip. This is actually a major stat. As a matter of fact, the only two things where people died unintentionally, and when we're looking at homicide is an unintentional death. Would you agree with that?
I thought that was manslaughter, but go ahead.
Well, no. When I say unintentional, I mean it didn't happen due to...
homicide versus murder.
Homicide versus accidental death. Accidental death occurs when you're doing something and something goes sideways and you don't really have control over it anymore. Whereas homicide, you also don't really have control over somebody killing you in a lot of cases.
Right.
But we're told that that is actually the main cause of death when, in fact... About 13,000 homicides were caused by guns in 2020, and we know that 82% of those, thanks to John Lott, were due to drug deals.
Yep.
Whereas 46,980 deaths occurred due to car wrecks, which is 14.2, and with the fentanyl, that's 30.7. per 100,000 due to fentanyl poisoning.
You know what I would love to... these days with point-of-sale data being collected almost instantly...
Right.
I wonder, and you've seen it, there's a snowstorm coming somewhere, and people rush out to get, what is it, bread, milk, and eggs, you know? I go, we're... having a lot of French toast during a blizzard? Okay, fine. That's not quite the hurricane party I had in mind. And I wonder if people who see that news but are way outside of the storm area respond to the news and go out and buy more groceries.
Right.
Because we're talking about this effect. And you just mentioned John Lott. Most counties won't have a single murder.
Right, yeah, half of them.
Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing with you about half of them.
Yeah, and what is it less than 2%, right around 2%, have half of the murders, 2% of the counties?
Yes, sir.
So it's a very concentrated phenomenon, and it reminds me of the snowstorm coming into Vermont, and yet all the people in all over the East Coast see the news and go, oops, we need more eggs and milk. And we think that what we see applies to us. And I'm reminded again and again, we have never had even an attempted mass murder, let alone a successful one, at a school where they had a in-place program to train and arm volunteer school staff.
Right.
And we replaced the... no guns, no drugs sign with school staff may use all force necessary to protect their students. And all of a sudden, the murderer goes, there's another place I should go commit mayhem because getting shot here will make me look like the idiot that I am. So, but again, unless you're a Bill Frady aficionado like I am and you listen to GCN, when are you going to learn that?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah.
Tucker
might mention it.
Well, I mean, when you're talking about the rarity and the concentration of it, the other thing is this. So pre-COVID, before they decided to inflate the numbers, we had about an average of 2.5 million people in the United States dying per year, right?
Okay.
Which is about $50,000 per week.
Okay.
Now, with COVID, we still only had about 2.7 million people dying per year, but they said 1 million people died due to COVID, but that's a whole other dynamic. When you're looking at the people that die prematurely, out of that 2.5 million, only 278,000 of them die to unintentional injury.
Ah.
Which includes suicide and intentional self-harm, assault or homicide, legal intervention, and operations of war. And everything else is the intentional. Everybody else that loses their life due to unintentional injury is preventable accidents or accidental death. The drownings and the chokings and the poisonings and all these other things. So, assaults in 2020, assault and homicide in 2020, altogether caused death 24,576. And of that, we know that there were 13,000 gun assaults that led to death, right? And then out of that, we know that 82% of that was due to drug deals. So yeah. they're going after the wrong things, and they're going after the wrong things, and they're doing that because it has nothing to do with public safety, and that's the part that irritates me the most, that people don't take a moment to look at this, because it's right out there. All you got to do is search it, I mean, easily. Tell everybody how to find you right quick. We didn't get to do that last.
Oh, sure. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I try and keep it right around 20 minutes, just a little snack food of a podcast, once a week. I'm a co-host on the Second Amendment Foundation's Polite Society podcast. That runs an hour and a half. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 2,100 articles for you to look at. You might find something you'd like.
Oh, yeah.
My writing is picked up and carried at OpsLens.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Rob Morrison. We've been trying to show the extreme difference between reality and the perspective that you people try to give you when it comes to people being shot in the United States with the guns they want to ban.
Right. Right. And what I wrote an article. I think I can sum that all up in a nutshell. We defend ourselves more than 2 million times a year. If gun control proponents had their way, that would all go away. Now, they won't say that out loud today, but that's what they'd like. And when they do that, they turn armed defense into unarmed defense. It turns out they more than triple the number of people that get killed each year. That's a bad plan. You don't save lives by disarming the victims.
No, I mean, if you want to put an analog on it, it's like going into the African plains and holding an impala down with a boot in its neck and sawing off its rack of antlers, its horns,
right?
And then saying, now that you're defenseless, everything will be better between you and the lions.
I want to tell a real story. I want to make this tangible. I want our listeners to go there. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
This came out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, a little over a week ago. A guy's at home. It's late in the evening. We can't tell whether he was in bed or still up. And he's not expecting visitors. He hears somebody beating on his front door. Like, I won't go away beating. You go, what's going on? Well, since this is down south and visitors are supposed to call, that's part of Southern politeness, he goes, before I go open the front door, I'm going to bring my firearm with me, a handgun. He opens the door, and the stranger, it's just like breaking and entering, pushes the door open hard, pushes the guy back, and starts hitting the homeowner. Well, down south, you should expect that homeowners are armed. This is not Hollywood, California. The guy shoots it. Now, the news report says the intruder was shot once in the chest. Somewhere it's implied that he may have shot more than once, and we don't know whether it missed or it was just both shots were in the chest. Anyway, the intruder turns around. The homeowner stops shooting. Guy doesn't go far. I think he lands at the door. The homeowner makes a phone call, puts his gun away, and emergency medical services take the bad guy to the hospital. You give the police your ID and a statement, and they go, looks like a really bad choice of occupation for an intruder. And what you and I wonder is, was the guy on drugs? Was this an enforcer who got the wrong address? Because usually there's some subtle implication like, oh, they knew each other. There was an ongoing issue. This just reads like the bad choice of address and the victim selection process played itself out.
Who can, I mean, so the attacker is deceased, yeah?
Yeah.
So so let's say he was deceased. So we'll never know.
Okay.
We're never going to know. Yeah. Like what happened in Allen, right, Texas. I don't know that we'll ever catch up with everything going on with that cat because he's dead.
Right.
You know, Audrey Hale, we know a little bit about her, but they won't release that. So, but she's dead now. She's not caught. And apparently we don't learn from the ones we do catch. You know, James Holmes got taken alive after Aurora.
Right.
The kid that shot Gabrielle Giffords, he got taken alive.
Although he was three decimals crazy.
Yes, absolutely. But I mean, I wouldn't you think all of them have a screw loose to a certain degree to go out there and want to just kill people?
Well, the way the nut is loose is interesting.
Yeah.
And I think, because I want the murder in Louisville, Kentucky, may have been like the attack on the Christian school. He had a manifesto, and they haven't released it. You had to get this from a paper in England.
Right.
He said he had three points. He wanted to buy his AR just within days of the attack, 6 days before. And he wanted to prove how easy it was to buy a gun and then highlight how poor mental health is in the United States. I'm going, okay, so wait a minute. In order to promote gun control, you're going to go murder people? But evidently this is now a thing.
Indeed.
Crazy.
Indeed.
Bill, you'd have won that bet. If you told me we were going there, I'd go, no, we're not that nuts. Yeah, we are.
Well, the only part about it that I'm concerned about is that we do find it sort of, I mean, just being normal thought process people like you and I are, we look at that and we're like, wow, I can't even imagine that.
Right. Yeah. You and I dabble in this stuff. The poor people who really, really study what these mass murderers are like, God bless them, because that must give you nightmares 4 nights out of 5. Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if you were to look at certain things, like if you were to actually sit down and sit down with some FBI criminologists, it would be
yes,
astounding just to find out how many serial killers are operating in the United States at any given time.
I forgot the guy's name. He was from New Orleans, died recently of a brain disease. I can't, darn it, his name just suddenly fled. What you touched on is huge. Lots of people just pick up and move. Hey, you've missed rent. Oh, the apartment's empty. I guess he left. We assume if there are some articles left behind that they just didn't clear out everything.
Right.
But you're right. That number is so large that if even a small percentage of those are people who were abducted, yeah, that number gets frightening. The number of people who may be killed by a mass murderer. Serial killer is what it's called, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah.
I hear I got sirens in the background out back. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I want to take us to some good news.
You got about a minute and a half.
Two things.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, this is a good way to end. The world is more sane and less crazy than we've just been sampling. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill that prohibited banks from entering special business merchant category codes for gun stores. Now, that had been proposed. It had been passed through both parts of government, the legislature, but he signed it just the other day. What I didn't realize, because I thought banks had already announced, oh, we're not doing that anymore. They announced that when the bills were passed out of committee, even ahead of when DeSantis signed it. And it doesn't even become law until July 1st. But given that the penalty is a $10,000 fine for each use of the code, the banks wanted to make really, really sure that they were well, that they had that out of their electronic system well before that law took place. And well done, Florida legislature. Well done, governor. And they protected the rest of us because a bank is terribly afraid. Oh, you're in New Jersey, but somehow the transaction went through Florida. They dropped it for the entire country.
Well, I mean, virtue signalers are always so much more malleable. Because, one, they know what they're doing is wrong. They got to know what they're doing is wrong.
But that was started by a very liberal bank that I think was set up to, you know, a bunch of unions got together and said, here's a special bank for our members. Wouldn't you like to have direct deposit? Which is just a little scary sometimes, but oh well.
I think it was amalgamated something or other. I can't remember who it was.
You're absolutely right. I forget the state.
We have run out of time. We were too busy in the conversation. Thank you for joining me, sir.
Feel my pleasure. Take care.
All right. Coming up next is going to be Dan Zimmerman from TruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained, the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.